up to you. ball. Who is the prettiest girl of all? Who makes us feel 10 feet tall? It's Cindy, the doll we love the best. Cindy, Cindy, she's a faithful
she's
fan.
A faithful fan.
Hears us play whenever she
can.
Who needs Jane or Mary Ann? We got Cindy, the doll we love the best.
Sweet Cindy, the name is Cindy.
She's just the cutest doll you ever did see.
Sweet Cindy, yeah, that's Cindy. Everyone knows that she belongs to me.
She's the A side, she's the
top.
When she shakes, the whole place,
yeah,
rocks.
The whole place rocks.
We all raise her top of the pops. It's Cindy, the doll we love the best. Just the cutest doll you ever did see.
Sweet Cindy, yeah, that's Cindy. Everyone knows that she belongs to me.
Who's the doll who knocks us out? Makes us yell and shake
about?
You know the answer, there's no doubt. It's Cindy, the doll we love the best. Sha-la-la-la.
This is a story about Cindy and the most exciting day in her life. Now, her favorite beat group were called the Dolly Beats. She had all their records and pinned their pictures up all over her bedroom wall, especially pictures of Cliff Warwick, the lead guitar player. So you can imagine how thrilled Cindy was when she heard that the Dolly Beats were going to play a concert in her town. They were selling tickets on the morning of the day of the concert, and Cindy planned to be at the theater very early in the morning. But she slept so soundly that she woke up very late instead. "Oh, my," said Cindy, "I'll just die if I don't see the Dolly Beats." And as quickly as she could, Cindy jumped into her Sloppy Joe outfit and hurried off towards the theater. But on the way, Cindy saw a dear old gentleman with a long white beard trying to cross the road. Because Cindy was a very kind girl, she thought, although I'm in a hurry, I must help this dear old gentleman. So she took his arm and helped him across the road.
"Ta very much, Whack," said the old gentleman. "What a fab little girl."
What a strange way for an old gentleman to talk, thought Cindy as she rushed on towards the theatre. But a terrible disappointment met Cindy. There was a big sign outside the doors which said, "Sorry, all tickets sold for the Dolly Beats concert." To make it worse, lots of happy girls were running past waving their tickets for the concert. Cindy was heartbroken. Very, very slowly she walked back home, and although she tried very hard, she just couldn't help crying a little. Cindy suddenly realized that someone was talking to her. She looked up, and there was the old gentleman with the long white beard. "What's the matter, love?"
"Boo-hoo," said Cindy. "I'm too late to get a ticket for the Dolly Beats concert."
"Don't be so sad, love," said the old gentleman. "Here, who do I remind you of without this grotty false beard?"
Cindy stared in amazement as the old gentleman pulled off his beard.
It was Cliff Warwick, the fabulous lead guitar player of the Dolly Beats. "Dolly, wow, it's Cliff Warwick!" Cindy stumbled. "It can't be."
"Oh, yes it is," said Cliff. I have to dress up like this or I can never get to the stage door past all those fans. Here, let's go. You can sit in the theatre while we do our rehearsal. Cindy had a marvellous time sitting all by herself in the front row of the theatre while the Dolly Beats rehearsed every one of their numbers. Dolly, wow, thought Cindy, this is the most exciting day of my life. But the most exciting part was yet to come. When the rehearsal seemed to be over, there was a roll of drums, and Cliff Warwick walked to the front of the stage. Looking straight at Cindy, he said, "You've been a wonderful audience. So wonderful that we'd like you to hear the first performance ever of our latest number. We've called it Cindy." Cindy was thrilled. "Dolly, wow," she said. "Imagine me having my very own song." And if you'd like to hear the song they wrote for Cindy, just play the other side of this record.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Happy autumn to you. This is your old pal KBC, and you are with me again for another episode of The Bit Slap. And today we're going to look at something, a bunch of somethings, from something called the 365 Project. A lot of you are already familiar with this. It's a collection of stuff put together by Otis Fodder and a whole bunch of other people. Every day they put something in there and sent it out to you. You can find it on the FMU blog if you look for it. Just look up 365 Project. And every day there was something new there, something weird, something odd, something stupid, who knows what. But all kinds of people contributed to that. People from FMU, people from all over the place. Not me. I'm too lazy for that sort of thing. Please, what do you think I am? But today I'll be bringing you some of it so that you can enjoy it like everybody else can without having to wait until tomorrow to see what's next. So, first of all, let me apologize to you for this first set. We sort of had a doll set, starting with Strawberry Shortcake. You remember Strawberry Shortcake? She was one of those little stuffed kind of rag dolls. Well, that was her. They gave her a voice, and that was her singing. That was, of course, Celebration. We have Cool and the Gang song. Following that, the Swingers and Baby Doll. Behei the Doll. Following that, the Dolly Beats and Cindy, the doll we all love, whoever she is. Never ran into her. Never knew much beyond Barbie myself. And then we heard Cindy Meets the Dolly Beats. I guess this was the company Pedigree Dolls, but I was single. And then Mechanical Man from Bent, Bolt, and the Nuts. So stay with me. We're going to have a lot of fun today. And what can I tell you? Look it all up. Have a good time with it. And I'll see you in a bit with more talking. Okay?
Stuff. You gotta drink a lot of juice. How about a little drinking music? Learn to be a drinker, a drinker, and your muscles won't get loose. Just drink your papaya juice. You'll be eating nuts and grapes, be the king of Tarzan ape. You'll be swinging on a limb, lose that fat and get real thin. In a tree you'll have a hut, in the street you'll find a nut.
And if people think that you look weird, be like me and grow a beard. And what's wrong with the beard? Shakespeare had a beard. Lincoln had a beard. In fact, our great Uncle Sam had a beard. So learn to be a thinker. A stinker. I mean a thinker. Think of living in a tree. And you'll wind up, and he'll wind up, and she'll wind up. Well, I'll wind up looking like a me.
Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid.
Am I in love? Where we stand together. north to kill the south. Drop the pen in your left hand, use the gun.
Because her mother came in the room and caught us somehow. I'm sitting in her living room with my rinky-dinky Arlene. Rinky-roo-rah, rinky-roo-rah, rinky-roo-rah. Rinky roo rah, rinky roo rah, rinky roo rah, rinky dinky Arlene.
Hey, Bruce. at your accusations as I protected you all these years. Hey, Bruce, how would you like to have 41 bullets in you? You've been protected since the start of your career by law enforcement officers who put their life on the line for you. Well, maybe they won't think about turning their head when the next nut comes along, when the next person wants your thong. Shame on you, Bruce 41. You're a phony baloney. You have no morals. Men who put their life on the line for you. Oh, Bruce, you were scared when the slasher was in Hollywood. You and Sylvester never came out of your house. You probably hid under your beds. Small in size, you're so afraid of the bullet 41 that the cops kept from your body. Shame on you, Bruce 41. Shame on you. You could at least thank them in your song. You could at least thank them in your song. Who's a nut running toward Bruce? Officer O'Neill, I don't know. But let's turn our heads for a while. I'll go have a donut and see what it does to Bruce 41.
Looks like a good enough time to break in and try to restore a little calm to the area. Just to let you know, if you missed it the first time, you're listening to selections from Otis Fodder's 365 project. And this is the 2007 edition, by the way. There's a 2003 edition, which we'll get to one of these days. And I just kind of am directing whatever psychic energy I can get towards the powers that be. Perhaps there'll be a 2010 edition. What do you say, kids? If we all think really hard and clap our hands. You can find it on the FMU blog. Every single day, 365 days, something different every day, such as Dirty Duck, and Don't Bogart That Joint. Pretty sleazy attempt at originality there, I think, but still kind of fun. Over the Fraternity of Man. Okay. And after that, Gypsy Boots, Learn to Be a Drinker. That's for all you kids out there. Jerry Colonna, Hey Barmaid. And then Dean Milan, I Can't Explain. And for those of you who didn't think they quite heard it right, I gave you another Dean Milan cut, Shadoobie. And of course, Dean, you may know from his mind-breaking hit, Do It Like a Dog, uncovered by Irwin and left in the air to rot for you, the listener. And then Hisao Shinagawa, More Money, More War. What? Look. What is that? Oh, he's so cute. Oh, that's so cute. Oh. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. I got... What is that? That's so cute. All right. Anyway, after More Money, More War from Hisao Shinagawa. And then Rinky Rura from Troy Corey. And Charlie Solak brought us Bruce 41. Charlie's a disgruntled employee or something and seems to think it's okay to shoot people a million times if you're wearing a badge and don't sing rock and roll. So thanks, you. Thank you, Charlie. Okay, so more coming up for you. I can't, this little guy's right in front of me here. I can't believe this. Hello there. All right. Anyway, we have more for you. I'll be back in a little bit to try and explain things to you. You can find this stuff on the FMU blog. If you do look it up, make sure you have plenty of time to kill because you're going to get lost, I guarantee you. There's like 2,500 things in there, and that's in the 2007 edition. I'm not sure about the 2003. Ooh, put that down, little guy. Okay. All right, I'll be back.
Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, cause we're gonna go fast. Here are all the reasons you should cook with gas.
I cook with gas cause I'm in control. The flame could be adjusted for the perfect shrimp creole. The burner's not on when I think it's not. I can simmer, brown, or boil in the same metal pot.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas.
We all cook better
when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook.
That's what we were taught.
I cook with gas cause the cost is much less than electricity. Do you wanna take a guess? Well, it's 3 times less in the east or west. So remember those figures when it's time to take a test.
I cook with gas cause broiling's so clean. The flame consumes the smoke and grease, you know what I mean. And when I bake a pie to put on the sill, my self-cleaning oven takes care of any spill.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook,
that's what we were taught.
I cook with gas cause the stovetop's cool when you use electric ignition and natural gas fuel. In the summertime, it's especially fitting, so if you can't stand the heat, come into my kitchen.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We all cook better
when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's not. It's the only way to cook,
that's what we were taught.
Cooking with gas.
It's cooler.
Cooking with gas.
It's precise.
Cooking with gas.
It's cleaner.
Cooking with gas.
It's cheaper.
Now that you found out why most chefs cook with gas, here's some safety rules to remember after class. Natural gas is fine. Natural gas is clean. Safe cooking makes sense. We're not trying to be mean.
Safe cooking begins with range location. Avoid main traffic paths and also isolation. With no counter space nearby, don't let the curtains fly. Watch for open oven doors if you have a small fry.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We can all cook safely when we're cooking with gas.
Another safe practice
practice when you're using your range is to judge very carefully the height of the flame. The bottom of the pan is all it should cover. Pan size should be right to prevent boil overs.
And no long flowing sleeves or long loose hair. Don't get too close.
You better beware.
The same goes for foods or items made of plastic. If they're too near the stove, they could melt like magic.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas, we can all cook safely when we're cooking with gas.
Now, if a fire should start and there's burning grease, never, never move the pan or throw water.
Oh, please!
Simply turn off the burner and cover the pan. Use a dry extinguisher or soda if you can.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas, we can all cook safely when you're cooking with gas.
Gas.
It's cooler.
We're cooking with gas.
It's precise.
We're cooking with gas.
It's cleaner.
We're cooking with gas. It's cheaper. Here's one final rule you should remember from school. When you wanna cook or bake, natural gas is the fuel.
We're cooking with gas.
A cooking with gas.
Baby, it's all I gotta do. All I gotta do when you look so, it's calling me. And I come along to you with the best I can. Hold and squeeze you, I'll try to please you. Oh baby, I want you to be my loving man. I'm coming to waiting for chance. Man, it's not romance. I feel the same way too. Here it's all I gotta do. And I'll give my heart to you. Baby, that's all I gotta do.
all you swingers, this is Radio Moscow.
Go, go, Radio Moscow!
Nikita the K here, and golly, have we got a grooviest show!
It's a groove!
For all you swinging comrades, you'll hear all the super hits. Here's Super Hit 672, The Four Treasons, and Tell It to the Snow!
I'm warm in the cold you used to warm.
Tell it to the snow and the breezes in yourself. Tell it to the snow and the God that makes you yell.
Ah, out of sight. All right, baby, this is Nikita the K, everybody's comrade on
Radio Moscow,
home of the wise guys. The time is half past Tuesday. Temperature minus 23 Radio Moscow degrees.
Radio Moscow!
Hey, frozen face! You can win a Radio Moscow Wise Guy sweatshirt. The first 20 calls we receive, turning in a close relative to the secret police, will win a Radio Moscow Wise Guy sweatshirt. Just call Comrade RU12. Out of town, please don't call collect.
Super Hit 552!
Hey, dig it, baby! The crazy Leningrad sound! The Shriekers and Gorky Boy!
Hey there, Gorky Boy, why do party members pass you by? Is it cause you in the commissar in the eye?
And love it!
Hey there, Gorky Boy, I see you at your trial.
Tough enough, baby, don't blow your cool!
Tough enough, baby, don't blow your cool!
Hey, don't forget the Boss All-Star Show Saturday night at Kremlin Casino. Big man, we got the Mamas and the Pop-Offs, the Red Guardsmen, Sonia and Sergey, Mo the Mongol and the Ukrainian Beals, and our Latin Soul Brothers, the Havana Brass. And for you Red Squares, Lester Lennon out in the parking lot. And me, of course, Nikita the K, and all us Radio Moscow wise guys.
Radio Moscow!
And now to bend your minds right out of your skulls, here it is!
Breakout!
The breakout record of the week, already number one! The Red Magoos! And you ain't seen nothing yet!
You're mad at me and you're pulling me down, cause I turn you into the red on the ground. Now that's just the sound of how it'll get. If you mess around and you get me upset.
You're mad to have me mad, baby.
cares. Santa is coming with a whole lot of cheers. Trees all decorated from the tip to the toe, with lots of lights and tinsel and candy canes for show. People hustling, bustling, always on the move, hoping the gifts they choose will please the ones they know. Carolers going here and there,
the host with boughs of holly,
singing songs full of joy to the world, trying to cheer up some sad heart, wishing Christmas will give them a brand new start.
Bells will be ringing, 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 to celebrate the season.
You at a party and I took you home for fun, 'cause I had lots of laundry and the dishes weren't done. Your cooking was delicious and so in fact were you. You were great to look at and I enjoyed the view, but every time I turn around you're always underfoot. This is a situation up with which I will not put. I took you for better, I took you for worse. I opened my heart and I opened my purse. You said you wanted flowers, I bought you a bunch. You're great in the evening, but don't stay for lunch. 'Cause every time I turn around, you're always underfoot. This is a situation up with which I will not put. I went over to my friend's house one Sunday afternoon, and there were a bunch of people sitting around drinking and smoking. And I spotted this real sharp-looking woman. I mean, she was really bright and shiny. It was a long time ago, and I still remember what she was wearing. So, oozing charm from every pore, I oiled my way across the floor, and we started talking. Well, the electric current was getting stronger, and I really got turned on. She got sort of lit up too, and after a while we just took off together. Man, I want to tell you, she was as good as she looked, and we had a great thing going. I said to her, baby, you're mine, you belong to me, and she loved it. Well, I spent so much time making sure she belonged to me that it became a full-time occupation. After a while, I began to wonder who belonged to whom. Handcuffs worked both ways. You brought your mother over, I liked her fine. And I met all your relatives and made them friends of mine. But a little peace and quiet is what I haven't got. It would be nice if I could find a place where you are not. 'Cause every time I turn around, you're always underfoot. This is the situation up with which I will not put. It's one of those things, you start off strong. You think it's going to be great, and it is for a while. You're laughing and fighting and screaming and crying, and it's great. and you think you're really alive. You think this is living. But after a while, it just gets too much, all this activity all the time. You want to be able to sit down quietly and maybe even read. Or maybe just sit and think. This constant being on top of each other is too much. I need a place where I can stop and be alone. This is a situation up with which I will not put. And you gotta say so. Some people you just gotta tell them straight out. Leave me alone for a while. It's a hard thing to say to somebody, I like to have you around, but not all the time. A thing like this can't go on forever. You gotta rest.
The headlights are a-cutting the fog on a midnight highway. And 18 wheels are a-driving through the dawn. There's a Blue Ridge Mountain sunrise filling the mirrors. And the ashtray's full, the coffee's almost gone. And the trucker's heading west to Colorado, passing the miles with his friends on the CB code. And tonight's a truck stop somewhere out in nowhere. And tomorrow's the wind and the open road. And I believe he's gonna drive that rig to glory with his 8-track blasting out a country song. And I believe I feel the freedom in his story, riding that diesel whine, chasing that long white line, dropping that load on time, and he's going home.
He's been over the roads from Canada to Mexico and from New York to California, and he's crossed enough state lines to start his own private country. Fighting the miles, the glare of the sun, and the loneliness of another day away from his family, he moves endlessly on to get another load to market in another distant city. He's concerned about a lot of things, like a lot of other good folks who care about the future of America. Things like the price of fuel, the cost of keeping his rig going, and just feeding his family back home. He may not even resemble the guys that portray his image on TV, and for sure, he's got a lot more going for him than most truck driving songs have ever given him credit for. He's the gutsy son of a gun who puts the wheels under American industry to see that it all gets somewhere in a never-ending race with time. It takes great courage and character to climb up behind the wheel, roll that big diesel down the highway, but his life is the open road, and he moves on with a great care for the safety of all who travel his world. Yes, he's the American trucker, and he lives for a warm cup of coffee, away from a friend, and for that big turnaround at the end of the line to take him back home again to smiling faces and a little happiness.
He's rolled that rig from Maine to Arizona, from St. Paul all the way to San Antonio. He's always riding with a buddy he calls lonely. He's been a little bit of everywhere but home. And I believe he's gonna drive that rig to glory with his 8-track blasting out a country song. And I believe I feel the freedom in his story, riding that diesel whine, chasing that long white line, dropping that load on time, and he's going home. Yeah, he's rolling home. Streaking west.
Thank you.
everybody sing. Let's go. Come on, that's it. All right, while you're singing, let me kind of explain this while you're distracted and can't throw things at me. We started this last set with Rapping with Gas. Yes, that came to us from the National Fuel Gas Distributing Corporation in one of their more hip moments, I suppose, from about the mid-80s. After that, Ivana Prenisilova, that's all you got to do. Just learn to pronounce my name. And following that was another shot from Strawberry Shortcake. That was I Was Born to Disco. Now, I used to have that album years ago, but I never paid any attention to it. I said, it's a stupid kid's record. Don't even listen to it. Probably ended up in the garbage. I'm really, really sorry, because now that I hear some of the stuff on there, I'm like, oh my God, this is great. I'm sure you had the same sort of epiphany, but probably never told anybody about it. That's okay. That's why I'm here. Following that, Nikita the K, Radio Moscow, and then B.B. Gabor, Soviet Jewelry, Nyet. After that, the MSR Singers from the stable. That was from their Christmas album. That was called Christmas Events. And then Joe Goldstein, This Is a Situation, up with which I will not put. And then I believe he's going to drive that rig to glory. It was Greg Donaldson. And I'm going to drive this rig right into a wall, I swear to God. We'll do this again sometime, hopefully pretty soon. We got Christmas coming up, so we're going to have to deal with that and the rest of the holidays. But sometime early next year, keep that psychic energy up towards Montreal for a 365 Project 2010. We'll see what we can do about that. In the meantime, have yourself a good week. I will be back next week with more surprises. Here's one for you from the hinterlands of the old days. It may sound familiar. You can read about it on my playlist page when I get around to it. I'm very, very bad about this, and I'm really sorry, but I'm trying to address the situation, so we'll see what we can do. But like I said, have a good week, and I'll talk to you then, okay? Okay, thanks. Bye.
It was during the last days of the prisoner exchange in Korea. I was there as they came through Freedom Gate, shattered, sick, and lame. And there in a Red Cross tent as a weary group rested, a soldier broke out a deck of cards. A look of hate crossed the tired face of one boy as he sprang up, knocking the cards to the ground, and as the cards lay around faces up, he picked up the ace and began. "I hate cards," he said. "The commies tried to use them to teach us their false doctrine. They told us the ace meant that there is but one God, the state. We knew that to be untrue, for we were religious boys. And the deuce meant that there were two great leaders, Lenin and Stalin. Now, we couldn't swallow that. And the tray stood for three religious superstitions that the Reds would soon destroy, the Catholic, the Protestant, and the Jewish. This black four," the soldier boy continued, "stood for the four corners of the earth, where the hammer and sickle would soon reign supreme. There in that prison camp, we hoped it was a lie. And this red five was the 5 points in their red star." Tears were streaming down the boy's face as he picked up the six. "And this six," the commies told us, "stood for the six and final wars that America had luckily won. The Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, and World War II. Now in this war, America would be destroyed. And the seven stood for our seventh foolish day, Sunday, which we wasted on our Lord. The eight stood for the 8 hours every day we would have to spend learning to be progressives. The nine for the cat of nine tails lashed across our backs if we ever knelt to pray. The 10 was to remind us that our 10 commandments were 10 stupid rules that the capitalistic fools believed in. The jack meant that Christ was a knave of uncertain birth, and the queen, that Mary his mother, was an unvirtuous woman. And the king stood for our Lord God, whom the commies told us did not exist. A dream, a fake, a joke. The heart stood for Christ's blood, all shed in vain. The diamond signified the real precious jewel, the Communist Party. The club was the weapon of oppression with which they beat us, and the spade a tool with which we would dig our own graves. This was the red deck of cards. Fellas, that's why I hate cards, the soldier boy said, as his buddies picked up the cards, tore them into little pieces, and with shining faces, walked toward a simple chapel in Korea.
I want to tell all you people just one thing. You know there's plenty of men around, but just one king. You can go through life acting mean and sassy, but you better play it cool when you come around blassy. And that goes for all you women, living or dead. You best watch your step when you're messing with Fred. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. I don't beg for mercy, and I don't give none. If you're looking for trouble, I'll loan you some. So just step right up if you're itching for a fight. Next thing you know, pow, out go the lights. If you're lucky, you'll walk away like some kind of man. Otherwise, they'll tote you off in a garbage can. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. I went all around the world, and my heart was stirred when I found out that Blassie is a household word. In the slums of Japan, I saw a little pipsqueak called the neighborhood bully a pencil-neck geek. Every time I pull into one of these new hick towns, there's always some loudmouth geek hanging around. Some guy lipping off about how he's the best. Says he'll take care of Blassie just like all the rest. Yeah? Well, I'm warning all you geeks, and I ain't funning. When you see Blassie coming, you better start running. And don't stop for nothing, and don't turn around. Cause when I catch up, I'm gonna mow you down. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. Yeah, you better step lively, geek, cause before I'm through, I'm gonna be mopping up the floor with you. And when you're down there on your knees just a-begging me to stop, I'll squeeze your head like a pimple until it pops. I'll have your brains for breakfast, your guts for lunch. That pencil neck will make a nice snack. Meet a munch. You should have listened, geek, cause this is the end. My name is Blassie, King of Men.